Top EU Principles. The Euro, a single currency for Europe.
Euro is the name given to the European currency used since 1 January 2002. The symbol of the euro is this sign. The euro took the place of the former national currencies in 12 EU member states. In Belgium, Finland, France, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, Germany, Netherlands, Portugal, Austria, Greece, and Spain. Having a single currency makes traveling easier, allows the comparison between prices, gives a stable environment for European trade and business, and stimulates economic growth and competitiveness. Freedom of movement.
As an EU citizen, you may travel, study, and work in any of the 25 EU member states. The Union is constantly expanding the freedom of movement as a basic right of its citizens and takes measures against any discrimination based on nationality. In most EU countries, traveling is possible without passports and border controls. There are a few exceptions, but in general, you can buy anything anywhere and bring it back to your country. Educational development.
The EU does not decide what schools have to teach, but wants to make sure that education and qualifications are accepted in all EU countries. Everyone must have access to education both in their country and abroad, and this is achieved through partnership and exchange programs and by abolishing red tape. For example, more than 1 million young people have joined Erasmus programs so far in order to develop personally and professionally. Peacekeeping.
Unity and cooperation among EU countries in the last 50 years have made war in Europe almost unthinkable. This success has allowed the EU to contribute to peacekeeping and stability in all continents of the world. The European Union wants to prevent conflicts. It is the biggest donor of financial aid to impoverished regions of the world. It takes an active part in efforts to keep and promote peace. The Common Foreign and Security Policy allows EU member states to pursue a joint approach to political issues and to take common military action. Room for freedom, security, and law.
We all wish to live in a safe and secure world. Some of the conflicts that might endanger our everyday lives have international roots, and European countries take joint actions in order to face these issues. They include international terrorism, the smuggling and abuse of drugs, trafficking in people, and forcing foreigners to work as prostitutes. EU countries remain firm against these threats on all levels through common rules and cooperation between the police, border control, and courts. The EU has an important role to play in asylum and migration issues as well. EU ensures that the right to seek asylum is given to everyone. At the same time, the member states' policies toward asylum seekers are coordinated, and the Union helps combat poverty and prevents conflicts in those countries which are the sources of refugees. Fewer borders, more job opportunities.
Another objective high on the agenda of the EU is keeping unemployment low and promoting job creation across Europe. The EU has already given much support to trading and employment in Europe by introducing a common market with no borders and by introducing a common currency, the euro. It has pursued common policies in order to stimulate economic growth and promote the creation of jobs of higher quality. Job creation will be promoted by research, education, and qualification training. Also, trade and business will be supported. New working methods will be found, and equal opportunities given to everyone. 1/3 of the EU budget goes to the structural funds that support the economic growth and job creation in less developed regions, thus helping a more equal distribution of the European wealth. Information society for everyone.
In a hurried technological world, the EU is giving more and more help to European research to help it reach as high as possible. The EU funds projects that are carried out by research centers, universities, and industries in various fields covering the whole spectrum of modern technologies. What is especially paid attention to is that research and innovation are used for strictly defined socioeconomic goals such as job creation and improving life quality. Issues high on the EU's research agenda include biologies, nanotechnologies, aeronautics, food quality, sustainable development, and knowledge-based society. Also, the EU makes every effort to promote such conditions that allow the new technologies to be used in our everyday lives. It was the EU's decision on GSM technical standards that has made Europe world user number one in mobile phones. Environmental care.
Environmental pollution goes across borders. Therefore, the European Union plays a specific role in the environmental protection. So far, the EU has adopted more than 200 regulations on environmental protection implemented in all member states. Most regulations are designed in a way that helps prevent air and water pollution and promote waste management. Other areas enjoying huge support include the sustainment of nature and the control of harmful production processes. The EU strives to help transport, industries, agriculture, fishery, power engineering, and tourism make progress without harm to natural resources. In a nutshell, sustainable development is goal number one. Our air has become cleaner as a result of the decision the EU made in the 1990s on the introduction of catalyzers into all cars and on the abolishment of leaded petrol. In 1993, the EU established the European Environmental Agency, based in Copenhagen. The agency collects data on the state of the environment, and its statistics make up a precise basis for the adoption of protective measures and legal rules. Enlargement towards a stronger and more stable Europe.
Until 2004, the EU had 15 member states with a population of 380 million. In May 2004, another 10 countries from Central and Eastern Europe joined the EU. Bulgaria and Romania joined in January 2007, which increased the population to about 500 million. Turkey is another candidate country that may join the EU once it has met all membership conditions. In order to be accepted as an EU member, the candidate country must be a stable democracy, guaranteeing law and order, human rights, and minority protection. Its market economy must work well, and its administration must be able to implement EU rules. Keeping a democratic, fair, and efficient union.
Each new EU member state is given a specific number of votes it can use when the Council holds a voting. Residents of each member state also elect their representatives to the European Parliament. The number of MEPs, members of the European Parliament, is based on the country's population. But a change in the distribution of votes came with the last enlargement in 2004. In 2002, the convent was set up, and its goal is to design a simpler draft agreement, constitution that will clearly lay down the objectives and values of the EU, defining its responsibilities. All member states and candidate countries and EU institutions had their people in the team designing the draft.